Don't tell us not to dominate you. We can. You dominate us if you could. Everybody dominates everybody they can. The world is, let's face it and cut to the chase, the war of all against all, and we win and you lose. And now we're going to try to rule the whole world because we think we can do it. And on that attitude, Thucydides implies, and by virtue of that attitude, all of the wonderful things that Athens brought to the party were destroyed. And he has, contrary to what this very unflattering portrait of the Athenians would lead us to think, he has a very, very acute sense of what the virtues of Athens are. In fact, the other very, very famous passage from Thucydides comes from the funeral oration of Pericles. Pericles, the great ruler of Athens, who more or less commissioned the building of the Parthenon with money which he'd collected from other Greek allies of Athens, which they thought was going to defend them. Instead, he used it on home building projects, but hey, you know, it was a nice building. Pericles, after the first year of the war, gives a funeral oration in honor of those who died in the war. And this has been the model of many, many speeches since. There are echoes of it, in fact, in the Gettysburg Address. Here it is. He characterizes Athens in the following terms. I say that as a city, we, the Athenians, are the school of Hellas. We provide the example which all other Greeks follow. And how so? We are a pattern to others rather than imitators ourselves. Our administration favors the many instead of the few. This is why it's called a democracy. If we look to our laws, they afford equal justice to all in their private differences. And he goes on to say, with us, advancement in public life fosters reputation for capacity, not to social standing. Class considerations here in Athens are not allowed to interfere with merit. We throw our city open to the world because, so far as how to live goes, we are the school for the world. We are the model. No one has ever done it better. That, Thucydides suggests, is what was lost in the Peloponnesian War, in what, from at least some perspectives, could be considered fratricidal infighting among the Greeks. The virtues of Hellas, the virtues of Greece, are, from a Thucydidean perspective, in some sense also her weaknesses. The very same independence of spirit, the very same freedom, the very same competitiveness that lead the Greeks to outstanding achievement are what also lead the Greeks to chronic and ultimately fatal infighting. And with that sad reflection on the two-sided nature of Greek character as evoked by both Herodotus and Thucydides, we'll end this lecture.
After listening to Lecture 7, a student posed this question to Professor Schutt. Does Thucydides endorse the world view that might makes right? Let's listen to the professor's response.
That's what Thucydides says, or, more exactly, that's what several characters portrayed by Thucydides say. Whether that represents Thucydides' own considered opinion is a much different matter. In the work itself, he presents other people who argue against that point of view. But more persuasively to me is, and this is to some degree a question of response to tone, his outrage against people who argue this way and his suggestion that to argue this way and to think this way and to behave this way leads to disaster. It may well be the way that most of the time the world works, but then most of the time the way the world works leads to bad results. You shouldn't think this way, and the people who do think this way, who are most notably here and most articulately here, the Athenians, wind up, not to put too fine a point on it, getting it big time.
This ends Lecture 7.